This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. When this country goes to war, the Pentagon doesn't do it alone. Private military contractors play a big part. They have for centuries. In Iraq and Afghanistan, there was no contractor more notorious than Blackwater, in particular for the 2007 shootings in Baghdad's Nisour Square, where Blackwater employees on a State Department security detail were accused of killing 17 Iraqis. Eric Prince is the founder and former CEO of Blackwater. His new book about his company and its time in Iraq and Afghanistan is called Civilian Warriors. Eric, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me.
This is fundamentally a book about the business of war, and clearly the war part you were prepared for. I wonder if you were prepared, though, for the business part of what you got yourself into.
I would say we were prepared for the business side of it, and we were definitely prepared for the dangers of war. We were not prepared for the politics of it all.
Let me do this. Let me read you back to yourself, and I want to ask you a question about this thing you wrote. We're on page four, actually, pretty early in the book, and you say, "The business of war has never been pretty, but I did my job legally, and I did it completely. Too well, perhaps, growing Blackwater until it became something resembling its own branch of the military and other government agencies." I wonder if that's pretty much your whole problem in a nutshell right there, that the public perceived you as an independent military force in a very volatile place without much recourse to accountability.
Well, it's inaccurate. Yes, we had a lot of capability. We grew. You know, when I had a colonel come up to me after speaking at the War College and say, you know, he had just come back from brigade command in Baghdad, so he had 3,000 to 4,000 people working for him. And he said on the top of their dashboards were the Blackwater call signs. And they knew if things went bad, the Blackwater guys would come for them when they called.
Yeah, I wish
we'd been doing diplomatic security in Benghazi. I can tell you that Benghazi would not have happened if Blackwater were on the job there.
Tell you what, let's stay actually where you were on the ground. And I'm not disputing the fact that the military came to rely on you and that the State Department came to rely on you. But I'm asking you this perception question. In the eyes of the American public, did it perhaps happen that you guys became a negative because of how you were perceived? It's a brand question, right? The Blackwater brand. You talk about this a lot in this book.
Sure. If it's just a matter of branding, you know, look, we were slimed along the way by trial lawyers. We were slimed along the way by a press that was tired of the Bush / Iraq war. And, you know, being armed people that were protecting diplomats was a very easy target for them.
You are clearly unhappy with how you and the company have been treated in the days since Nisour Square in Baghdad and certainly since 2010 when you actively left the company. My question then is, if we are going to have private military contractors, which, as you point out, we have had in this country for hundreds of years, how would you like them to be treated? How should they be held accountable? How should they be disciplined? How should they be regulated? How should they act?
Have the contractors abide by the contracts and the government abide by the contracts that they sign up to. It's a two-way street, not a one-way street.
And then when things go very, very wrong, as they did in Nisour Square in Baghdad in 2007 when 17 Iraqis died, what happens?
Well, again, you know, there was 11 Iraqis that died.
Okay. I stand corrected. But loss of life is loss of civilian life. What is supposed to happen then?
Well, first of all, we support due process for anyone that's accused. And, you know, speedy trials, not a prolonged six-year Office of Circumlocution from the Department of Justice. Look, any innocent loss of life is tragic. And we're truly sorry for that. But, you know, employing thousands of people, unfortunately, even a turbine engine breaks, and a turbine engine only has 3 or 4 moving parts.
I wonder if you realized back then when you were signing these contracts, and even if you realize now, that when the CIA, when the Pentagon, when the Department of State signed these contracts with you, what they were effectively doing to some degree was outsourcing their political risk so that when things happened like Nisour Square, they could say, whoa, wait, this was the contractors, man.
Well, they're not doing it to outsource their political risk. They're doing it because they truly don't have the manpower or the logistics capability to fulfill those missions. So really the company becomes like a very robust temp agency, operating very much under the command and control of the government.
You have written or said, I can't actually remember if it's in this book or if it's in a quote that I read of yours somewhere, you wanted Blackwater to be to the Pentagon as FedEx is to the U.S. Postal Service.
I did say that, and I agree with that. I think in this era of ridiculously high defense and intelligence budgets, we as a taxpayer could get a lot better value if there's more private benchmarks for how much some of these things should cost. And there's plenty of room to cut the defense budget. And I think
you're not making yourself any friends in Washington when you say that. I guess you don't have any friends in Washington.
That's not something I'm really worried about right now.
Yeah.
But, you know, I want to take it away. I want to take away the notion that it's unpatriotic to cut the defense budget. I love the U.S. military. I want them to be the most effective and the most cost effective. And I think there is so much spending and so much bloat and so much bureaucracy that it actually hinders them from having a lot of the mission accomplishments that they should.
Eric Prince founded and for many years ran Blackwater Incorporated. His new book is called Civilian Warriors, the inside story of Blackwater and the unsung heroes of the war on terror. Eric, thanks very much for your time.
You bet. Thank you.